Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, it's cloudy and 27 degrees in Atlantic. We're looking for skies to be cloudy to partly cloudy today in a high of 45. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV satellite systems dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. In Western Iowa news, an Adel woman faces up to 20 years in prison and $1 million in fines after pleading guilty in an embezzlement case. A statement from the U.S. Attorney's Office said 38-year-old Stacey Gross will be sentenced February 17th for mail and tax fraud. She pleaded guilty to the federal charges on Friday. Gross was the office manager for Data Business Equipment Incorporated in Des Moines from 2007 to earlier this year. The prosecutor said she wrote at least 190 checks totaling more than $480,000 from the company account for her own use. She used the money to pay her credit card bills and home mortgage and for furniture, jewelry, and other items. The prosecutor said Gross made false entries in the company's books to conceal the embezzlement. News time is 8:01.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get back on the road again.
Ricky, what in the world are you doing?
Crystal, I'm getting ready for tailgate season by combining two of America's pastimes, country music and football. I just wish there was a way I could conveniently take my TV with me while tailgating.
I can't help you with your singing, but I do have a solution for your TV issue. With Dish Network's Tailgater, a portable, fully automatic HD antenna which allows you to be watching the pregame show within minutes of pulling into the parking lot, with no alignment necessary. All you need is the Tailgater with the appropriate receiver, and you will be the go-to person for all the highlights on game day.
That's exactly what I need, so I'll be the man on game day.
Now, Ricky, there's only one place this season to get a Dish Network for your home and the Tailgater for your RV at the TV Store, your locally owned Dish Network authorized retailer, 907 East 7th Street, Atlantic, or call 243-3032 or check us out on Facebook.
Prices, package, and programming subject to change without notice. Hardware and programming sold separately.
Area residents and others interested in recreation, wellness, trails, and tourism are invited to attend the next meeting of the Nation of Valley Trails Association. That's this evening from 6 until 7 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church here in Atlantic. And during the meeting, there will be updates on the development of trails in Cass County and Atlantic, along with reports on work with city and county partners. A special item on the agenda will be a presentation by Cass County Wellness Coordinator Denise Coder. Everyone is invited to bring your good ideas and interest in community development to tonight's session. The Elkhorn-Kimbleton Board of Education will hold its regular meeting tonight at the high school in Elkhorn. Action items on their agenda include a contract with Jana Smith for junior high girls basketball and approval of a 28E agreement with DMAC, or the Des Moines Area Community College. The board will also discuss early retirement, a stop sign at the northeast intersection at Washington-Madison Streets, and open enrollment issues. The EHK school board meeting takes place at 7 p.m. in the Family and Consumer Science Room at the high school. The Atlantic Parks and Recreation Board of Directors will meet this evening at City Hall, and during their 5:15 session, the board will welcome newly elected board member Jolene Smith and congratulate Mary Strong on her election to the second term. They'll also take action on electing officers for the 2011-2012 and 2012-2013 two-year terms. Other business this evening includes discussion and possible action on park restroom closures and Sunnyside Park gate closures for streets, use of recently announced Cass County Community Foundation grant for equipment at the Sunnyside Pool, the results of the Rotary auction and raffle, and use of funds for the Phase 1 campground project of the Schulberg Recreation Area and consideration of a usage fee for shelters at the Sunnyside Park. Members of the Griswold Community School District's Board of Education will meet this evening at the Central Office Boardroom at the high school, and during their 5:30 p.m. session, the board will receive an update on various district facility improvement projects and act on various board policies. In addition, decisions will be made with regard to finances for the district projects and activity account funds. About 500 customers in western Iowa's Sac County were without power after wind and ice brought down electrical lines over the weekend. A Mid-American Energy spokesperson said that more than 200 of the outages recorded Saturday were in Sac City. The power was restored to all affected customers later in the day. Meanwhile, authorities in northwest Iowa were dealing Saturday with weather-related crashes. Officials in the Sioux City area say at least 50 fender benders were reported, and a stretch of Interstate 29 South was closed for a short time due to a crash. None of the crashes resulted in any serious injuries. A northwest Iowa man has been given 2 years probation for giving alcohol to a teenager who later died in a crash. A Woodbury County District judge deferred a prison sentence for 26-year-old Robin Armfield of Hornick and instead ordered probation. Armfield was found guilty earlier this month of supplying alcohol to a minor. He could have been sentenced to a year in jail. Authorities say Armfield gave alcohol to 17-year-old Mary Hughes of Salix before she died in a February 21st collision on I-29 south of Sioux City. Hughes' blood alcohol content was nearly three times the legal limit. Elsewhere in state news, a Clive stock brokerage has asked a federal judge to prevent claims from eight investors from going to arbitration. DeWay Financial Network said it could face bankruptcy because the claims could cost the company $4 million, compared with company assets of $3.4 million. The hearings will be conducted by the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority. The troubles facing DeWay stem from selling high-risk investments in real estate and oil and gas development deals. DeWay President Matt Stair said the request for an injunction is part of an overall strategy to obtain a settlement that would permit the company to move forward. Stair says the company has done nothing wrong and has represented its clients well. While the health care costs are bounding higher every year, a study finds Iowans are paying slightly less than most Americans for their health insurance premiums. Kathy Shane reports, the report author and senior vice president of the Commonwealth Fund, says they studied the amounts being paid for both single and family health care packages.
This is what employers are paying as well as employees, so it's job-based coverage. The Iowa average is somewhat below the national average. $13,200 for a family plan is the total annual cost compared to about $13,800. For the nation.
While it may be somewhat comforting to know that Iowans aren't having to shell out quite as much as their neighbors in other states, Shane says working families' budgets are under stress all across the nation.
Iowa looks just like the country in terms of rapid increases. Premiums have gone up over 50% in just the 7 years we've looked at, 2003 to 2010. At this time, the Iowa incomes, middle incomes, have not gone up. In fact, they're just about where they were 7 years ago.
She says consumer aggravation is understandable because premiums continue to skyrocket while incomes are stagnant. Plus, Shane says deductibles are rising too, often for packages that offer less protection.
And people are paying more. The share that people pay of their premium when you take it on this rapid increase has increased a lot, so it's about a 73% increase because Iowa families are actually paying, on average, a bit more of their share of the premium than the employer is. The employer's dropped.
The report from the private New York-based foundation says health insurance costs are outpacing family income growth in every state in the country, while out-of-pocket costs are rising and premiums are buying less. It found the annual amount employees were asked to pay toward family health insurance had risen to an average of $3,721 a year, and per-person deductibles increased an average of 98%. An organizer for Occupy Des Moines says he'll no longer speak for the group after his arrest on drug and other charges during a recent bank protest. David Goodner apologized Sunday for the actions that led to his arrest Thursday at a Wells Fargo branch. He said he will no longer attend Occupy meetings or protests, and he will enter a drug treatment program to determine whether he has a substance abuse problem. The Des Moines Register reports the 30-year-old Goodner was arrested on suspicion of trespass, interference with official acts, possession of marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia. He told the paper he will plead guilty to all the charges. The arrest came after Goodner entered the bank to read a protest letter and refused to leave when asked. About 100 Occupy Des Moines activists protested outside of a Des Moines church Saturday as six GOP presidential candidates gathered inside for a discussion about values and their faith. Newt Gingrich ridiculed the protesters.
All of the Occupy movement starts with the premise that we all owe them everything. They take over a public park they didn't pay for, to go nearby to use bathrooms they didn't pay for, to obstruct those who are going to work to pay the taxes to sustain the bathrooms and to sustain the park, so they can self-righteously explain that they are the paragons of virtue to which we owe everything.
Gingrich suggested Occupy Wall Street was an example of how what he called the left has collapsed the country's moral system.
We need to reassert something as simple as saying to them, go get a job right after you take a bath.
And Herman Cain has also been a critic of the Occupy Wall Street movement. It was the only other candidate to comment on the topic Saturday night.
Freedom without responsibility is immoral. And that's what they were doing on Wall Street.
Atheists also protested outside the church where the Republican candidate forum was staged. Some Occupy Des Moines protesters picketed outside of Hy-Vee Hall in downtown Des Moines, where the Iowa Democratic Party's annual fall fundraiser was held Saturday night. As we mentioned, a high-profile member of the Occupy Des Moines movement issued a public apology after an Occupy event at a bank late last week led to his arrest for trespassing and other charges. Taking a look at national news headlines of this hour, the official word is expected today that the special deficit-cutting supercommittee of Congress has failed. In 2 months of talks, Democrats and Republicans couldn't significantly narrow their differences over taxes and cuts in spending to entitlement programs. The panel officially has until Wednesday to approve a plan, but under its rules, any plan would have to be unveiled 48 hours in advance. If it fails, it would trigger about $1 trillion in automatic across-the-board cuts over 9 years. The apparent failure of the deficit-cutting panel is not the news Wall Street wanted to hear. Stock futures are falling today. Analysts have warned that if Congress tries to dismantle the automatic cuts that are supposed to take effect in 2013, it could lead to another downgrade of the U.S. credit rating. And a lawyer for Jose Pimentel says that if he had really been plotting terror attacks using homemade bombs, he wouldn't have been so vocal about his views. Pimentel had been posted on websites and blogs his support of al-Qaeda and belief in jihad. He was arrested over the weekend by authorities in New York, who say they've been watching him for at least a year, and that he was preparing for attacks on police and post offices and on returning U.S. troops. News time is 8:11.
I'm so frustrated.
I have always had cable, but my friend said I should check out Dish Network. I called the 800 number, but I still have a lot of questions and just want to talk to a live person. There has to be someone local who can answer all my questions, install my Dish Network, and be there for me after the sale.
Does this sound like your significant other? Hi, folks. This is Alan Josephson, owner of the TV Store, your locally owned Dish Network authorized retailer in Atlantic. When you stop by the TV Store, you will get personalized service, and we will do our best to install your system on your schedule. Since the TV Store has been in business for 30 years, you won't be getting some stranger prowling around your property, and we'll make sure the job gets done right the first time. Then, after you're up and running, if you still have questions, we will be happy to assist you in person. For a local service and a friendly staff, come see us first for all your Dish Network needs at the TV Store. 907 East 7th Street in Atlanta, or call 243-3032. Find us on Facebook, and thank you for your business.
Prices, package, and programming subject to change without notice. Hardware and programming sold separate.
In our funeral announcements, 70-year-old Michael Mike Lynn Whitaker of Carroll died Wednesday at the Carroll Health Center. Funeral services for Mike Whitaker will be this morning at 10:30 at the Pauley Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. 75-year-old Gladys Clara Anderson of Harlan died Tuesday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Massive Christian burial service for Gladys Anderson will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauley Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. 92-year-old Evelyn Boyson of Atlantic died Wednesday at the Heritage House. Memorial services for Evelyn Boyson will be today at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Wyota. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. 81-year-old Don Curry of Messina died Thursday at the Veterans Hospital in Omaha. A funeral mass for Don Curry will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Messina. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. 97-year-old Ethel Pearl Geron of Erling died Thursday at the Little Flower Haven Nursing Home and Rehab Center. A massive Christian burial service for Pearl Geron will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Pauley Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. 74-year-old Linda K. Namani of Atlantic died Friday at the Cass County Hospice Center. A visitation and lunch for Linda Namani will be held this evening from 4 until 7 at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. 81-year-old Roger H. McCarty of Panora died Tuesday in Paradise Valley, Arizona. Funeral services for Roger McCarty will be held this evening at 4 o'clock at the Lutheran Church of Hope in West Des Moines. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. 96-year-old Ioma Neighbors of Anita died Thursday at CCMH. A coffee and fellowship in honor and memory of Ioma Neighbors will be held tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Anita Community Center. Hockenberry Family Care in Anita has the arrangements. 86-year-old George Oakley of Audubon died Saturday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for George Oakley will be held Wednesday at 2 p.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. 50-year-old Kelly Dean Gutenfelder of Minnetonka, Minnesota, died Tuesday at his home. A celebration of life service for Kelly Gutenfelder will be held December 3rd in Minneapolis. And 92-year-old Eileen Jensen of Audubon died Sunday at the Friendship Home. A celebration of life services for Eileen Jensen will be held at a later date. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon is handling the arrangements. Our news was brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV Satellite Systems dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.